Blog Talk Radio.
Let it be known that our God saves, our God reigns. We lift you up, up. Let it be known that love has come and love has won. We lift you up, oh, 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 oh. Come on, let's turn it up.
Hey, well, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. So glad to have you with us this morning. Hey, this is the day, you know I'm going to say it, that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Finding ways to laugh, finding ways to smile, finding ways to just simply be grateful. This is Pastor Stevenson, and I want to thank you for being on this call, and welcome to Friday, the end of another work week. It's amazing how quickly things are moving. Christmas is just, 2 weeks away? I'm just in awe that we're talking about Christmas. That time has flown. So fast. It's flowing so fast. Speaking of Christmas, don't forget, mark that calendar. Start spreading the word. We're going to have one service on Christmas Eve, which is Sunday, December 24th. Sunday, December 24th, we're going to have one service at Spring Creek at 11 o'clock. So you want to make sure that you are there. Be on time. Don't want to keep you long. Bring your friends and family who are in town. We just want to have a good time in the Lord. So we'll meet us at Spring Creek at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m., 1065 Elton Street. It's on the corner of Flatlands and Elton inside of the school auditorium. So we want to see you there, and we look forward to the Lord ministering to us and an opportunity to be in the presence of the Lord on this season where we celebrate the birth of our Savior. We celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And so we want you to come, be with us, worship with us, come ready to worship the Lord for his advent into this world, and the fact that Jesus came into the world in the flesh. It gives us opportunity for salvation, gives us opportunity for restoration and redemption. So thank God for Jesus. And so we're going to celebrate on that Sunday, Christmas Eve, one service. And you know, New Year's Eve is the following Sunday, and so we're working through some logistical things before we put before we put out the actual service times. We're going to get those out as soon as possible. But we are working through some technical and technological things that have come up. And so we're just trying to figure out what's our next step as we work through some of these challenges. We'll put those out very, very, very soon. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we talked Wednesday about fear and not allowing it to stop us and block us and keep us from going and doing the things that God has called us to do. And so I want to again challenge you to find areas where you are functioning or responding in fear rather than in faith. All of us have areas in our life where we allow fear to guide us and lead us, and we have pushed aside or put down faith. And so find those areas. Start asking God, praying about it. Lord, Holy Spirit, reveal to me places in my life where I am functioning in fear as opposed to functioning in faith. It's going to be a big part of what God wants to do in your life and with you next year. It's extremely big. The Lord has been clear to me that dealing with this issue of fear will be pivotal to what he's going to do in the lives of the people that serve him, and specifically the people at Hope Christian Center, and you, those of you who are not part of our church but on this call. Fear is the thing that places us into a box. Think about it. When our parents, when we were young, our parents were fearful that we would hurt ourselves. So what did they do? They put up these barriers that keep us from falling downstairs, and we get into these play pens, and those play pens were to restrict our movement and to keep us inside of a box. And I have found that whenever I am thinking, acting, or responding in a box, I am probably responding, thinking, and acting out of fear. Out of fear. If the Lord is pushing you to do something, to go somewhere, to make a difference in something specific, and you are trapped by the what ifs, what if this doesn't work, and what, that's fear. It's not healthy. There is a healthy fear. There's a fear that keeps us from doing things that will harm us, and that's a healthy fear. We need that. There are some areas of our life, all of our lives, where we function in fear. Some people can't have strong functioning relationships because of something that happened in their past, and they live in that place of fear. Some people get stricken by fear because of people that they have watched. Somebody in your life, your family, is unable to get something done. And so we immediately connect that to ourselves, and we start living based on what other people can and cannot do. I'm going to say that again because I just said something right there. We start living based on what other people can and cannot do. So since no one in our family has a business, then we just conclude that we can't do the business. No one has graduated from college, so we conclude, I can't do it. I don't have any role models in that area. None of our family has healthy marriages, and so we just conclude that marriage must not be for us. How many people do you know who are in long-term relationships but refuse to get married, refuse to move forward because their parents got a divorce? So when the parents got divorced, they don't feel like they are able to do better than their parents in that area. And so they would rather just stay in a long-term relationship and not move that relationship to marriage and be committed completely and totally in the eyes of God or in the eyes of God through marriage, because, oh, you know, my grandparents got divorced, my mom and dad got divorced, and they've already convinced themselves, that they too will probably go down that same road. And so that's fear. We're functioning out of fear. It's an anxiety that comes over us, and we just can't. We can't flow properly, but I'm praying in Jesus' name that fear be broken off of all of us. I promise you that most, if not all, of what God tells you to do is going to come with fear around it. Not that the fear comes from God, because it does not, but the minute God releases something in your spirit, fear jumps right alongside it. Fear walks right alongside it. Fear speaks to you. Fear directs you. Fear will keep us from making decisions that we know we need to make. How many people you know are afraid, fearful of being alone? So they tolerate things in relationships that they shouldn't tolerate. They deal with things in relationships. They deal with things in relationships that they just should not be dealing with, but they're afraid to be alone. They are fearful that the person they are with won't want them if they don't do and respond in a certain way. And so we live our life in fear. We can never fully, when you are in fear, functioning in fear, you cannot enjoy where you are. You cannot see the hand of God for where you've come from, and you cannot even fathom where you're going. Fear blinds us. Fear deafens us. It keeps us from hearing. Fear cripples us. It keeps us from walking. Fear is an amazingly powerful thing, and we have got to combat that fear with faith, combat that fear with believing what God said. Whose report are you going to believe? I don't know if I'm going to make it. I think I'm going to fail. Everybody else has failed in this area. Well, what did God say about you? If God has given you a dream, a vision, a direction, and you know that it's God speaking to you, and so then you need to recognize that God needs to be the one who makes it happen, but you have got to be the one to take the steps. You've got to be the one to take the steps. Fear must be conquered in all of our lives if we're ever going to do anything great for God. So let's start taking those steps to deal with fear. One of the things that we do to deal with fear is we put the Word of God on it. We put faith on it. We also we plan, because planning will help you to deal with fear. You plan in faith. You don't plan for failure, you plan for success. So when the enemy's telling you and putting in your heart, what if this doesn't work? You need to turn it around and talk to yourself. Don't talk to your enemy. Talk to yourself and say, well, what am I going to do when this does work? If I'm believing God to double my business, then I need to start planning for what a doubled business looks like. If I'm not planning for what I'm asking for, I'm probably talking faith but living fear. I'm going to say that again. If I am not planning for what I'm asking for, I am probably talking faith but living fear. And there are a lot of people, a lot of Christians, talking faith. They sound real good, but none of their actions match up with what they're saying. And so if your actions don't match with what you are saying or believing God for, then you are probably living in a place of fear while you're yet talking from a place of faith. And God wants us to move from that place, and He wants us to talk faith, live faith, walk faith, move in faith, make decisions in faith, believe Him through faith. That's where God wants you to be. What can you put your faith on before this time next week? What can you start taking steps to get done before this time next week. Let's pray. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because fear is loosing us. Fear is breaking off of us. Fear is releasing our thinking. It's releasing our creativity. Fear is releasing our love, and we're allowing our love to come out of captivity. Fear is releasing our relationships in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that we would begin to make some steps towards what you are saying, that we will stop living or speaking faith, but living fear. Lord, we will let our living match with our speaking. If we're speaking faith, then we're going to live faith. God, help us, every one of us, to move away from the place that keeps us from becoming who you called us to be and stops us from doing what you told us to do. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray that by this time next week, people on this call, people who are listening to this recording later on, they will have made some steps towards faith, because every step toward faith is a dagger in the heart of fear. And we thank you. We're going to move forward in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. I'll see you Sunday. I'm going to be teaching Sunday on this issue of fear. The Lord's laid it in my heart strongly. I'm going to be teaching on it Sunday. You don't want to miss it. Make it to one of our three services. I think you'll be blessed. God bless you. Love you. Bye.